I wanted to first start off by asking you if you could go over some of the current events that led up to the protests in China.
Actually, the situation in China for the last 2 weeks has been quite in a very widespread state of protest against the Japanese for several reasons. First of all, they are angry about the way the Chinese were treated in the Second World War. And that, secondly, the history books now authorized by the Japanese Education Ministry has distorted the actual happenings, either by whitewashing what they happened, for example, in the city of Nanking, or they try to depict the situation in a way that that reflects that the Japanese are not sincerely in remorse of what they happened in their atrocities to China. And thirdly, I think a lot of Chinese people are not very happy about the Japanese bidding to have a permanent seat in the United Security Council. They think that since the international community, in particular Japan, South and North Koreans, have suffered Japanese atrocities, mostly during the World War II, are now having a campaign to try to voice their sort of concern that Japan is not fit to be in such a position to monitor world peace, since they are not sincerely repenting for their past atrocities. That the seat of a permanent position in the Security Council should not be reserved for Japan.
I wanted to ask you about that seat on the UN Security Council. Mm. You talked a little bit about some of the protesters being against Japan's inclusion because of their ties to militarization. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think there is recently some dispute also in the situation of there are some unknown territories between China and Japan. And that the Japanese authorities actually allow the individuals to have oil drilling in the area where the sovereignty is in dispute. So the Chinese government is very angry that Japan, without the sort of resolving the conflict between the countries, allow their own people to have oil exploration there. And secondly, regarding there are certain disputes in the past that the Prime Minister should refrain from visiting the shrines which are honoring the war criminals in Japan, and they are now doing exactly the opposite. They sincerely apologize in public, but this sincerity is very much doubted by a lot of people, because they, on the one hand, they say that they are very sorry about what they have done in the past, particularly during the Second World War. On the other hand, they go to worship the shrine, which are the burial ground of these top criminal for what they have done during the Second World War towards China.
Could you talk a little bit about the historical context of the Yakasuni Shrine in particular?
Yeah. In fact, they say that in this shrine, there are not only the war criminals, but also soldiers who die for their country. But I think in the eyes of a lot of Chinese and Koreans, they symbolize that this is the place where they are the embodiment of militarism, because it's exactly the place where a lot of these top criminals, which are already condemned in international courts, particularly after the Second World War, that in such a way they are more or less they are honoring somebody they should not pay respect to. So this actually angers some of the sentiments of the Chinese authority and the Korean government, because it's one form of paying respect to the past, which is an embodiment of militarism, which is the cause, one of the cause of the atrocities in the Second World War. if you compare the way the Japanese behave and the way the German people behave regarding the past to the Jews in the Holocaust, you'll find that very often the Western press have a double standard. On the one hand, they say that the Germans are doing the right thing, but on the other hand, they are trying to forgive the Japanese, even though they are not sincerely apologizing in a legal and in an international law way. They do not have a procedure which they pass through their own parliament, and they give compensations to the people who actually suffer as victims.
Let's talk a little bit about that press coverage. What kind of coverage have you been seeing in the Western media of what is going on in China and the protests?
I think on the a very good example is Globe and Mail. Actually, Globe and Mail on the 23rd of this month have an editorial which tries to say they are trying to lay the blame on the Chinese in this dispute rather than the Japanese. And that's why it has a very angry response from some Chinese people in Toronto, including an organization which is trying to preserve the historical accuracy of what happened in the Second World War. They're actually demonstrating some kind of protest on the way. The editorial of Globe and Mail on the 23rd, they have an editorial called Japan's Apologies, China's Response, which was called by this organization as either ignorant or shameless.
What was the content of that editorial? What are some of the discussions going on within the Chinese community about the press?
Actually, the Chinese community is having a petition to the editorial board, particularly to the comment editor, Marcus Gee, trying to explain some of the explanations that they are either distorting what happened in the editorial or they are biased in their opinion against China. And also they are too lenient towards Japan in having a double standard in analyzing the whole situation.
Why do you think that the press has taken the perspective that it has?
I think it's out of ignorance because they don't have the truth beforehand, and they usually do not go deep into the history because it's not just a political dispute now. The important thing is the historical accuracy, which are well documented among academics. They are not doing their job in going into the details and the accuracy of what they said.
One final question. I wanted to ask you to give us an update about what has been going on. I've heard that there was an apology by the Prime Minister of Japan in response to the protests in China. Mm. Could you talk about that a little bit?
I think either side have been oversimplifying the situation. The Chinese actually they try to apologize for what has been done to the Japanese in terms of some of the vandalism that has been going on in certain incidents. As you know, in a very widespread protest or massive demonstration of anger, there must be some kind of a destruction of property to the owned by the Japanese. They try to either investigate into the culprits, or they apologize on behalf of those people who have done something wrong to the Japanese. On the other hand, this also happened in Japan because some of the Chinese, for example, one of the banks of China has been damaged severely, and they usually will say that this are also done by the Japanese against the Chinese, but they don't have evidence to prove the details. So either side is actually apologizing for what some of the criminal activities done by their own people, but that has to be settled either in court or when more evidence are found. Some people, but including some press, they think that the Japanese Prime Minister, although they have been saying they are sincerely apologizing in the past, but they are not sincere in the sense that they are not allowing their sort of some of these so-called authorized publications, particularly the textbooks. They are glossed over what happened in, for example, in the city of Nanking. And out of a number of textbooks, we have translations in the Chinese press. They are either distorting what happened, or they are trying to whitewash the whole thing. Some of these authorized textbooks for junior and middle-class students, they erase the sensitive part of the history, in particularly regarding the rape of Nanking and the massacre of a lot of people, which is estimated to be over 200,000. They are just trying to gloss over. Some of the textbooks do not even mention about a lot of people were killed. The Chinese people were killed by the Japanese.
And do you think that these protests will keep going on?
I think the protest is under control as far as China is concerned, because China was quite concerned about, because China has not been accustomed to this kind of a spontaneous demonstration or protest against anything. So they, in one of the editorial recently, they even tried to calm down this so-called massive anger against the Japanese.